Okay, top. We often compare Bilam to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? There's lots of Dvar Torahs all around on that axis. What's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and him? Why the Goyim were given this Navi to parallel Moshe, etc., etc. The Mishnah, on the other hand, parallels Bilam to someone else. Who does the Mishnah parallel Bilam to? Avram Avinu. Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, in the fifth parak, here it's listed as Mishnah Kaf Gimel, but the numbering of Mishnah is always confusing in Pirkei Avot. Kol mi sheyesh bo shlosha dvarim halalu, hu mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, u shlosha dvarim acherim, hu mitalmidav shel Bilam harasha. Okay, whoever has these three things is a student of Avram Avinu. Whoever has these three other things is a student of Bilam Harasha. So we see an interesting parallel. Now let's see where the Mishnah takes it. Ayin tova, veruach nimucha, venefesh shvala, talmidav shel Avram Avinu. Ayin ra'a, veruach gvoha, venefesh rechava, talmidav shel Bilam Harasha. Okay, if you have an ayin tova, well, how would you say ayin tova, a good eye, right? What does that mean? You view things in a positive light. Ruach nemucha, okay, you're not haughty. And nefesh shvala, you have, we'll call it low physical expectations. Nefesh is usually the word used for your physical side. Right, your physical desires. That's your Talmid Avraham Avinu. If you have an Ayin Ra'ah, okay, you see all the bad in other people. Ruach Gvoha, you're haughty, v'nefesh rechava, and you know you have lots of desires of things you want to achieve physically. Talmid Avraham Avinu Bilam Harasha. Fine. So far, so good. We can see that in Avraham Avinu, seeing the good in people. We can see Bilam seeing the bad in people. We see how haughty Bilam is. We see how humble Avram Avinu is. All great. Then the Mishnah has a weird question. Ma ben Talmidav shel Avram Avinu Talmidav shel Bilam Harasha. What's the difference between the students of Avram Avinu and the students of Bilam? He just said they have opposite character traits. What does that mean, Ma ben? What's the difference between them? And the Mishnah's answer is even weirder. It says, "Tamidav shel Avraham Avinu ochlim ba'olam hazeh ve'ochalim ba'olam haba, she'ne'emar la'amchin lo'avah yesh v'tzoteim emaleh, aval tamidav shel Bilam Harasha yorshim ge'enom ve'yordim le'ver shechat she'ne'emar v'atei alim t'yodim le'ver shechat she'damim emar lo yachtzu mehem v'ani yiftach bach." The difference is, the students of Avraham Avinu have a good time in this world and get a good olam haba. And the students of Bilam they get Gehenom and go down to Be'er Shachat. Those were in my shir yesterday. You remember how the Rambam treats the difference between what you get if you're bad in the afterlife, which he calls Karet, and a different term which he says Gehenom. It's some sort of physical suffering that probably happens in one way or another in this world. You can see that exact parallel. Right? Avraham Avinu says he gets a good life in this world and then gets Ol Nochel Olam Haba. And Bilam, he gets Gehenom and then goes down to Be'er Shachat, right? The same parallel. So he gets another proof of that Rambam that Gehenom is something in this world. So, all right. So, you know, what's going on here? Okay, what's the difference between the students of Bilam and the students of Avraham? It's like saying, what's the difference between Hitler and, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, what's the difference? You know, everything's the difference. But what we see from this Mishnah is that not everything is the difference. Because the Talmud of Bilam and the Talmud of Avraham could both be wearing tefillin. The Talmud of Bilam and the Talmud of Avraham could both be keeping Shabbos and both be davening. Because the difference between the Talmud of Bilam and the Talmud of Avram is not in their religious practice, per se. It's in their character traits. It's in the way they treat other people. It's the way they look at other people. It's the way they think of themselves. Okay? You can be doing the same things, But if you're a haughty person, if you look at people with a bad eye, if you have these nefesh gvoha, you're going to suffer in this life. Your life will be miserable. That's Gehenna. And you're going to go to Be'er Shachat as well, meaning you're not going to get an afterlife. I'm just going to focus just one tiny thing on the Ein Tova and how important it is to our lives. In any situation, you can look at something and see, you know, the glass half full, glass half empty, right? That's the famous parable. If you're half glass full or half glass empty type of person. Whenever you go and you see a situation, you could see the positive in it. Like I can say, look at this group of boys, came from all the way across the world. They grew up in a culture that didn't encourage Judaism. They came and dedicated a year of their life to study Judaism, right? And they're doing it throughout the summer where it's hot and it's hard and, you know, and they're mecharef their nefesh to come to davening, and I can see all the great. And I can also go and flip the same thing over, and I can say, a boy who his parents paid for all of his expenses, covers all his things, sent him to learn in yeshiva, and he dares miss a class. You know, who is he? You know, like, if it was a job, would he miss it? No, he wouldn't miss it, but, you know, it's a class, so he can go and he stays in his room. You know, he can come late to daven, he can do all these things. Right, what I just do? It's the same exact situation. One, I was a Talmid of Avram, saw all the positive in it, saw how great people are. And the other is a Talmid of Bilam, see the problem with everyone, see the weakness of everyone, see the bad side of everyone. Be a Talmid of Avram, gentlemen. When you see situations, when you see people, look at them in a positive light. Look at the glass half full. Look at the positive in things, and you have both worlds. Also Olam Hazeh, and also Olam Haba, as the Mishnah promises. Boker Tov.